that's okay. Yeah, any suggestion whatsoever, KU4C, like you. I got the original wire, power wires from the Yaesu 7250D, and they're pretty thick wire, you know, with a lot of strands of wire on the end where the connection is. And all my connectors, you can solder or crimp on the end of that for connecting to your power supply in the house, are too small. So I got to get one big enough to handle the wire gauge, but also connect to the power supply like Dakota was talking about, to make sure if it's one that I have to cap what size it is, so it actually makes a connection, not just goes over the pole, but makes a connection. So it's kind of a thing, you know, you try to enjoy the journey of getting things accomplished, but I like when things are done. A little bit unlike what you were talking about, Sean, of working things out as a fun, you know, kind of working on it. But once I get this power supply hooked up, I'll just have it in place and it'll be working, hopefully. But yeah, I got to check some places and get the right gauge. And yeah, taking the wire there in Dakota is a smart idea, and the cap off the back of the power supply so they know what the diameter is. Over to you, Dakota.